Day, the 9th of October, Rabbi Yossi David, Hilchot, Shabbos, and Yom Tov.
I'm not so sure what I'm making, but I'm ready for it. Finally, of course, something is taking place. I think since we started taking Moshe Baruch, it's stopped raining. The first time it's raining. the subject I want to speak to, the reason why Shabbos and Yom Tov is because really it started off this. I started thinking about the subject because of the famous question which repeatedly you get asked, whether you're allowed to take showers on Yom Tov, especially this year where we had triple Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov together three times, Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. So what's the Isra Chitz on Shabbos, what's the Isra Chitz on Yom Tov? So we'll start from Shabbos and then maybe we'll manage to get to Yom Tov, so we that's the connection between Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mem, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Bet, the Gemara says like that: Lo Yishtatet Adam Kol Gufo Ben Bechamin Uben Betzoinen Divrei Me. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bechamin also Betzoinen Mutza. We got three shittas in the Gemara, as would be allowed to, let's call it, bath yourself on Shabbos or not. You've got shittas, the first shittas of meh, that's ben bechamid, ben betzainen, you're not allowed to bath yourself on Shabbos, and presumably the reason was because of gzeiras mechatzot, yeah? Obviously we're not talking about here boiling water to shower on Shabbos, because you can't boil water anyway. We're talking about something which was previously warm. That means Chachomi made a gzeira and the out rules completely taking baths and showers on Shabbos. That's what meh shittah. Rabbi Shimon allows it completely. Obviously he's talking about when you warm the water before Shabbos. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and is a machriya b'neim. Rabbi Yehuda says bechamin not, and betzoinen you're allowed to. And the Gemara finalizes and says, brings two reasons why halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The what? That bechamin, with warm water, you're not allowed to shower on Shabbos, and with cold water you are allowed to. Since he's the machriya, he's the in-between shitter, the Gemara says halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. And so there's the Rish, the Rambam, the Rosh, all the Rishonim passed like Rabbi Yehuda, that only in hot water there's the Isser to bath on Shabbos. But cold water seems to be no Isser at all. Just the Loshon Ishtatef, which the Gemara uses, is a bit different than the normal Loshon of Rechitza. And for that we have Rashi further on in Shabbos. Rashi says, and that's Kufman Zayin with Beis, Rashi says the definition of Lishtatef means Shofchan al Gufo de la Derech Rechitzehi. Yeah, when it comes to explain Rabbi Shimon Shita, which is a lenient opinion, he says that Lishtatef means to pour water on your body. Seems to be like our showers nowadays. It's not a proper rechitza which you go into a bath and then you shower yourself. Shofchan al gufa, and that's not called derech rechitza in those days anyhow. It wasn't the normal way of bathing yourself. So Pashtus, the Gemara is using that expression of Lishtatef because Lechumra, according to the one who is Machmi, who is of Meh, he holds that you're not allowed to even do, not only go into a bath, you're not allowed to pour water on yourself, you're not allowed to. So that's what it uses that expression. But obviously, it seems to be that according to the other opinions in the Gemara, into Yehuda, that the tzoinin you're allowed to, obviously, mishtatef is lav dafka. Not only you're allowed to pour on yourself water, you're allowed to physically go into a, you're allowed to go into a bath with water. I mean, to him it's not a communion between lechitza and mishtatef. That seems to be like that, according to the, we find the Mordechi doesn't say that. The Mordechi says the lishtatef is bedafka. To have a shower is bedafka. That means when Chachomim allowed you to take a shower in cold water, they only allowed you to pour water in yourself, not to go into a bath. Yeah, anything which is not, as I said, now to go into a river you'll be allowed to, But a bath you wouldn't be allowed to, because it's similar to a machatzot, and it's still included in the inclusive in the gzera of machatzot. To understand this a bit more, I won't expand on it now, but to understand a bit more, we have to continue the Gemara a bit to know what's the reason why they asked to bath ourselves in hot water on Shabbos. I mean, we're talking about water which was warm beheter, which was warm before Shabbos. Why should it be Issur? So the Gemara in Daf Mem brings that goes into the reason why you're not allowed to bath it. So it says the Gemara like that. So Gemara talks about the reason why Chachomir asked the Lechitza B'chametz. So says the Gemara Agat. My Oyve Avera, yeah? Because of the Oyve Avera, they asked the Lechitza. My Oyve Avera, who the Oyve Avera? The Omer Abishimah Ben Paz, the Omer Abishimah Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapol. Betchila Yorosetim B'chamin Shuruchmum B'erev Shabbat. Once upon a time, they used to bath themselves with chamin, which were warm before Shabbat, which is perfectly mutter. They start bath houses, and they used to warm the baths before Shabbos. What happened was, there were crooks called the balonim, let's call them balanim. Batchilo yoreshet imechame shurukho, yitchilo abalanim leachim b'Shabbos. They started cheating. They used to warm the water on Shabbos, because there were customers who would come on Shabbos, and if the water wasn't warm exactly, then they stopped coming and started complaining. So we were very concerned about the income. So they used to warm on Shabbos, and they used to say they were warming before Shabbos. So King Chachomim and said, "Otzre tachamim." They were asked totally to have baths in warm water. But there they were still matim. There means after the heat, because like a sauna, what they call it. But dain ayu rochatzim bechamin, v'ayim mezim anachlo. They still were cheating. They used to wash themselves. They say, no, we're only having mezim. We're not going into the water. So therefore, the asad also is there. Then it says the asad also chametveya. Then they went back into romati chametveya. At the end of the day, it comes out that because of these balanim, because of these people who were cheating chachamim, they decided that you're not allowed to take warm baths on Shabbos. And that's the shurish of Gzeirat Mechatzot. Here we find that the Gemara relates to Lechitza. Lechitza is going into a bathhouse, not to Lishtatev. But so much so, the after Lechitza, the Gemara later on says that a person shouldn't wash his hands, shouldn't wash his body, and go and stand in front of a heater and warm his body up while he still go water him. Not because of Bishul. Rashi says something interesting, not because of Bishul. Rashi says, the reason is because when you stand in front of the heater, you're going to warm the water which is on you, and that's inclusive in the gzera of having warm baths on Shabbos. I mean, so much so they went to ask her even that. And Rashi here says, Mafshir mechavim lashon poishim. Seems to be from Rashi, just there, Chagah, before we go and speak in length about this, seems to be from Rashi, that it doesn't have to be hot, the water. No one takes hot shower. And even warm, that's also inclusive in the Gzeirat of Mechatzot. So here we have the reason why the effort to bath yourself in hot water on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, what's the gedder of the Issur of bathing? Does that mean I can't bath any part of my body, I can bath certain limbs? I mean, we know you can't have a proper shower to pour yourself water, we know you can't go into a bath. So Gemara brings the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds chamin shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos. Rav holds if it was warm before Shabbos, the following day on Shabbos you can go and bath your whole body ever. So long as you don't do your whole body at once, says Rav, you're allowed to go into a bath. That means you do your limbs partly, and eventually you'll do your whole body. You don't got a problem. The whole issue, the whole gzera wants to go all at once. Shmuel says, "Lo etiru lirchot el aponav yodav raglov." The whole heter is only for ponav yodav raglov. They won't matter any other eiver in the body. And so does the Shulchan Aruch bring that once they made the gzir of Mechatzaot, they're not allowed to do your whole body, even if you're doing ever. We find it by in 9 days, there's some person more mati, not to have a shower at once, to do part, the source is here, Shittas Rav. We don't hold like Rav, but at least for the 9 days, if we can do like Rav, it won't be called Rechitas, called Gufa. But Halacha is like Shmuel, there's a Braisa which says like Shmuel, if you're not allowed to do ever, if you do your full body. Now, the Beis Yosef has a little doubt where the Ponov Yodav Raglov is only Ponov Yodav Raglov. If I've got any other part of my body which needs, I want to clean it, I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable, with on Shabbos I'm allowed to use warm water and wash it locally. So the Beis Yosef has a doubt about it. He says maybe the Gemara means Ponov Yodav Raglov. And there's a bit of a raya from the Gemara. Later on, the Gemara said you mustn't put hot water on top of the Bnei Mehayim. Someone's suffering from some trouble in his stomach, so you should put warm water. And the Gemara says, why not? Because it might spin. Says Rashi, and it might spin in what? And it'd be the Sechitza becoming. So it seems to be that any other part but part of the other Raglav, you're not allowed to wash. That's what it seems to be from Rashi. But the Sechitza says that can't be. Can't be, because the Rosh says in Hilchos Nida, when the lady has Tvila on Friday night, then she's allowed on Yom Tov night, not Friday night, on a Yom Tov night, she's allowed to warm water to wash her Beis HaStorim and Beis HaKmotim, her covered places where usually there dirt collects dirt. Those places she can warm water at Yom Tov and wash locally. So say the theater, yeah, here we've got a raya that on Yom Tov you can wash different Tevorim but the part of the other Raglov as well. And should be sure that Halacha should be the same in Shabbos as well. And I want to sharpen the raya even more, since the kosher can. Then we talk about actually going warm water. Come to a Rosh, a little shelter, we'll soon see. You're not allowed to warm water to wash your whole body on Yom Tov, because it's not Dovah Shavah Lecha Lefesh. So come to Rosh and says, you're allowed to actually go and take in warm water to wash a certain part of the body. So if you can do that, must be because she can by us. It's only exerus mechatzos. You'll be ever upon the other rabbi is not after. Can be any other limb. So that's the raya of the Beis Yosef, that when Rashi says later on that you know how to put in your stomach because you might achit zebuchami, means you might spill it. Sounds a bit far fetched. You might spill the water all over your body. I mean, it's shafich al kol gufa, right, the Beis Yosef. So that's why, not locally. It's a bit difficult to say it in Rashi. It doesn't write kol gufa, but that's what the Tosef says. I must point out that the Mogen Avraham there says a different reason why even he learns Rashi literally even ever alone. That's because we talk about Mayim Shehuchmu on Shabbos. It was warmed on Shabbos beheter. And water which is warmed on Shabbos, you can't even wash your hands and face from it. Because on Shabbos, it's worse. That's what Mogen Avraham says. We'll soon get to that. That's what we'll hit that point. I know that's what's more applicable to us. So that's the gather of the Easter. So we see here that one of the other Raglov is not exactly, can be any other limb, so long as we don't do our whole body. We're allowed to take a wash locally that part, as the Rosh says. And that's what it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings. Now, there is a Maharil, yeah, which the Mogen Avraham quotes, the Maharil, Thomas Edition. The new Chiddush, Allah was not brought in other Rishonim, that the Minhag was that even in cold water, not to bath yourself or shower yourself in cold water. We soon see where the shower itself as well. No, but it says a chitza, going down to the Nile, they used to go to the river to wash themselves, or they used to go to the mikveh and wash the whole body, brings the Shem the Maharil, not to do it on Shabbos. And the Maharil gives a few reasons. One reason is, it says schita, if you've got long hair, schita. And you might come to squeeze your hair on Shabbos, and squeezing the hair on Shabbos is an issue in its own, according to the Rambam, the Yisud HaRabbanan, the Yisud HaRaisa, But I haven't found really Rishonim say to the right. There's a bit of a dick in the rock. But anyway, because Chita says a second reason he writes that you shouldn't wash yourself, the outward completely washing in the Nahar, is because when you go in the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha as well. When you go and dip in the river, when you come out, you go water on yourself. You might, it's a karmelis, and you might carry water on yourself for Amun. That's the second reason. And the third reason, he writes, the third reason Rabbi Avraham writes is that shita, yeah? Shite. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and wash yourself in the river, go and swim, because you might be chavish al shaitin. You might make yourself a raft. So that's also a reason. And therefore, the minute was not to have a cold bath on Shabbos at all. That was a bit, on the second reason, which he talks about water which comes on you, it's a bit far fetched. So you got, how much water? Sheh you haven't got. By the way, the Rambam says, Sheh is kedei lishtot meducha. The Rambam writes, not, you don't need much water to be considered carrying. But the famous question is, when you walk in the rain, can you walk on Shabbos outside in the rain? What in Kalmi? It's not Gush Sarabi, my point is everything. You walk around, you've got water on yourself. So the Beis Yosef says, Lefishe Maim Muotim. It's not much water, the rain. But here you're going in a bath, you're going in a Nahar, there's a lot of water. When you come out, there's a lot of water in you. The Taz doesn't like that. He says, first of all, the Matthias, see, the rainwater, especially here in England, is much more than the Nahar, and you can get sometimes, collect on yourself more water, you'll go to the Nahar. So the Taz gives a different answer. He says, Yersha, what are you going to tell a person? Don't walk in the rain. He's walking in the rain, walking in the street, all of a sudden it falls in the rain. What should he go? Run back home? He can't. But the Nahar, he can avoid going into a mikveh, going to a Nahar. So therefore, since you can avoid it, don't do it. By the way, the Ben Ish Chai has an interesting answer. He doesn't like this Taz's answer either, because according to the Taz, will come out that if you're standing inside your house and it's raining outside, then you can avoid it. Stay at home. So, still not sufficient answer. So he brings the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Rechim. We know the pasuk says v'chiyutan mayim al zera. For fruit to be mekabel tumah, it has to get wet first, and not any water. Obviously, while the fruit is on the tree, yeah, or while it's outside, there's rain water falls on it a lot, and still it's not mekabel tumah. It has to be the chiyutan. It has to be that the water has been taken out and is being pulled in by deliberately, being taken out from its natural way of falling down. So Rambam says, Rambam talks about water, what type of water is makshi to be mekabel tumah. So Rambam says, if you go into the Nahar, if you table in the Nahar and you come up with water, then that water is makshi for kabel tumah. But if you're walking in the rain, Rambam says it's clear, if you walk in the rain and it rains on you, then that water is not makshi, because naturally falling down, you haven't been accurate. There must be a difference, says the Ben Ish Chai, that when you go into the water, you're deliberately going into the water and putting water on yourself. Yes? So he says that the Torah asks Melechet Machshevet by the Shabbat. When you go into the water, you bring up water with it, Melechet, you deliberately put water on yourself, intentionally. Okay, you want it to fall off us, that's why you have to be particular to shake it before you go. But when you walk in the rain, it's falling on its own. So that's how he answers that problem. And that's the issue which you are going to discuss now. So, according to the Ma'ariv, seems to be, and the Magen Avraham brings it on the halacha which is Shulchan Aruch brings, we know the famous Gemara in Beitza, which is Gemara says in Be'er, Daf Yizayin, that a person is allowed to be tovel tumah on Shabbos. Why? On Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because neither kemeika. Big chiddush, yeah? Although, Tevilas Kelim, the Gemara, has a few reasons why you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But when it comes to an Adam, a human being, to Tevil, so the Gemara says, Nira Kemeka, looks as if he's cooling himself. It's not Nika, he's doing a tikkun. Yeah? Because doing Tevil on Shabbos can be a tikkun at all. The Gemara says, Nira Kemeka. And the Shulchan Aruch brings Adam Mutter Litva B'Shabbos because Nira Kemeka. It says that Bong Navam on the spot, the Ma'aril says it also. And the Tumas Edition also brings it also. Unless we're talking about a woman who Tevil falls on time, falls on Leil Shabbos. Otherwise, if she pushed the time off for whatever reason, it's not his manner, she shouldn't go to the mikvah on Shabbos. That's where Mari brings. And kol shekin, a man shouldn't be going. So that's the Magen Avraham holds. Now, as you know, many achronim argue with this, and they hold that in some mashma from the Magen Avraham at the end, that since our tvila of Tvilas Ezra is only the rabbanon the ketumah, so it's not such a big tikkun. So therefore, the majority of poskim are lenient in tevil and Shabbos. On the contrary, in the whole those who don't have enough tvilas keli, they're just being tevil chassidus. They want to take on tvilas and Shabbos, kedusha Shabbos, whatever. Even more for a reason you'll be allowed to, because no tikkun there involved. So that's as far as the mikvah of chassidus is concerned. Yeah, we won't go further. There's a lot to be spoken about, because the Dan Weiss speaks about the Talmid Gaon go to Eretz Yisrael and they close all the mikvahs, because the Gaon strengthens the Magen Avraham first law that you're not allowed to have any, not to bath yourself like the Maharil, you're not allowed to on Shabbos. And therefore the close, when they got to Yerushalayim 150 years ago, they closed all the mikvahs. Then the Chassidim came to Yerushalayim and they built the tumah and they built their own mikvahs, and they finally reopened the mikvahs. But what troubles more, which is more relevant to us, is ladies' tvila on Shabbos. That's also a big issue, and as you saw, it causes a lot of, it's become a political issue today, about the mikveh for ladies. What happens is that the mikvahs are warmed up. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So we said the tvila you're allowed to. If it's tvila bizmana for a woman, according to most places, it's not bizmana. If she goes to the tvila for her husband, it's also called like tvila bizmana. So they're allowed to tvila on Shabbos. But the problem is, they warm the mikvahs up before Shabbos. So it's mamish rechitza and tvila bechamin b'Shabbos. And that, we've got no one who's matching this. The Chodesh B'Gemara says clearly, the Gzeiras Mechot Tavos. So it's not a new problem. It's a problem which bothers already. What? Someone brings similar to what we said. Just want to go. Let's start from the first one who got involved in this big problem was the Chacham Tzvi. Yeah, we got close connections to the Chacham Tzvi. He visited England once, and he also deals with another tshuva to the Eruv in England as well. Someone asked him whether England is full of Shulchan Yachid because it's all surrounded in water. Yeah. With Kurosh Utayachid. He knocks him off, but he's got an issue about England. He was invited by the, I think it's Father Shekeila, to come to visit England, Chacham Tzvi. It's for a long time. A lot of tshuvas were involved. You can see in New England, what? 300 years ago. More than 300 years ago. So he deals a lot with the issues in England. And he deals with the problem of mikvot. I don't know if it was an issue in England or not, but he deals with this problem in his children, Simon Yair Dallas. And he was asked whether a woman can tevel in the mikvah which was warm before Shabbos. So he finds it very difficult, the Chacham Tzvi. And he says that she shouldn't tevel if it's night time, if it's Shabbos, proper Shabbos, she shouldn't tevel in hot water. She should go back to the old minhag of teveling in cold water. And show me mitzvah, not to worry about getting a cold. Mitzvah, and also mitzvah, might be nothing. If she can't do that, right, the Chacham Tzvi, she should tevel bein hashmoshes. Yeah, bein hashmoshes should be tevel, and bein hashmoshes got famous halacha. It not goes on shmos bein hashmoshes. This is the rabbanon do not apply in bein hashmoshes. It's also an issue in itself, which is done. But he says you can rely on those priskim, which is not. But then Hashmosh is no to the Rabbanon. Another option brings the Chacham Tzvi to warm the water very early, not too close to Shabbos, that when Shabbos comes in, it's what a lukewarm. It's a bit. It's not cold. That's okay. You're right. Yeah? Which is also some person can say, wait a minute. There's no shear to how hot it must be. If you warm it at all, it's already Gzeiras Machatzot. But the Chacham Tzvi holds that guy. The Noida Buda says similar to that. And the Noida Buda brings the Korban Asana. This is what the person can rely on nowadays. The Korban Asana writes in Shabbat that mikveh was not inclusive in Gzeiras Machatzot. At all. Says the Noida Buda, very nice Korban Asana, great tzaddik, great this, but mincha the late time. No reason. He didn't explain what's the reason why mikveh is not inclusive in the gzeirah mechatzarot. The mechatzarot, the chalitza merchat. I mean, it's a public bathhouse. Well, why shouldn't it be inclusive? So the Neid Yehuda says not to rely on the Kovan HaSalem, and the Neid Yehuda says she should tevel either ben hashmoshes, or she should be lukewarm, she should be too hot. Like the Chacham Tzvi. Well, the Kovan HaSalem is Meikel, and I saw there's a famous person called Bet Yehuda. It was Bet Yehuda because his father is called Yehuda Ayash. He lived about 250 years ago in the time of the Chidah, and he writes in Livorno, there was a minhag that everyone used to tevel on hot water, especially the ladies used to tevel on hot water on Shabbat. And he writes the reason is because he says it was up to him. He says nowadays he says no, there was no bathhouses in Livorno. He says they were not run. One of the reasons he writes is because the bathhouses are run by Yirei Shamayim, by people who are this. It's not there for business purposes. So there's no chashash of the balonim which there was then. He gives a few more reasons, but he's mati. For a woman to tevel, and even after nightfall, even after tevel kochovim on Friday night, hot water. I think the minhag in this country is to open. The issue is the ones who didn't want to rely on the Chacham Tzvi and the Maid of Yehuda, and they want to be matzah at night, is because you're colliding with a different issue. The Gemara says, and it's brought in Halacha, that a woman shouldn't tevel before nightfall, because especially not by Yom HaShvi. Yom HaShvi she's not allowed to, is because Shema Tira Betista. If she'll see on the seventh day, she loses Hashiva Nikim, she has to count again. So if we want to make sure she finishes the end, the Chachom made the Issa to Toivel before Tetzel Kachovim on this. So therefore, okay, so you'll save the Gzeres Mechatos. Well, on the other hand, you'll be over the Issa of Tvila. On the eighth day, Sach Bita. On the eighth day, although you're well clear of the seven Nikim, so the Chodesh should be tabled daytime even, before nightfall. But the Gemara says, Sach Bita, that she used to take the daughters along with them to the mikveh, and she'll see her mother table daytime, so she'll also think you're allowed to table daytime. Sach Bita. So you'll be colliding with a dismissal. So they prefer being oven Zeret Mechatzos, which is the Issa de Rabbanon. You can see it's a weak Issa de Rabbanon, yeah, because you see on Yom Tov, they will make a little this. So therefore, they prefer overriding that, and I think the minute here is that they open the before only after nightfall, after Tzitzit Kochavim, and with hot water. Now, just moving along to the Yom Tov, just not to forget about Yom Tov, that's the issue which bothers many of us. And Yom Tov, it gets too hot, 3 days Yom Tov, can you take a shower? And you should know, Gzeiras Mechatzos and Yom Tov is a big machlokes between the Rambam, Rif, and the Rosh. He begins to machlokes Yisraelim, and it boils down to machlokes the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Rambam and Rif hold that first of all, must start with the Mishnah of Bishamai and Bishilel. Bishamai writes, you're not allowed to warm water, even to wash your legs only, or to your hands on Yom Tov, unless the royal is there, because the Torah says Echel Nefesh, and it's not considered Echel Nefesh. Bishilel hold that you can. You can warm the pon of Yodav Ragav, you can warm water, the Mishnah says, because according to Rambam writes clearly it's inclusive in Eichel Nefesh. So according to the Rambam, yeah, seems to be that on Yom Tov really anything which is Tzorech HaGuf is called Eichel Nefesh. So a person can go and warm water on Yom Tov and bath himself with that water. Minatera. Yeah? So there's no Issur D'oraita. But still, says the Rambam, we see from the Gemara they were not mechalek in Shabbos and Yom Tov. And just like on Shabbos exeres mechatzos, also on Yom Tov is exeres mechatzos, but with different rules, says the Rambam. It's only water which you warm on Yom Tov which you can't bath your whole body because of Shabbos. But water which you warmed previously before Shabbos, according to the Rambam in the Rif, you can bath yourself on Yom Tov with such water. So it comes out, according to, in the Shulchan Aruch, follow the Rambam in the Rif, according to Shulchan Aruch, if you turn off the boiler before Yom Tov, then a day will pass where new water won't come in. That's an issue, because you're warming water not for Yom Tov. So make sure it's lukewarm, it's not so hot, you'll be able to take a shower. The Ramah holds like the Rosh. The Rosh holds that just like on Shabbos, there's the Issu to warm water, on Yom Tov, the Issu the right to warm water. The Tosfos writes why? Because to wash your body is not davar shovel lechol nefesh. Tosfos writes, and the Rosh brings that. And according to that, that the Exodus Mechatzot, just like on Shabbos, that you might come to warm on Yom Tov, therefore even water which you warmed before Yom Tov, you cannot use to bath yourself on Yom Tov. So according to the Ramah, who's passing at the Rosh, you're not allowed to bath yourself with warm water on Yom Tov, no heter at all, even water which is warmed before Yom Tov. It's a bit of a pellet to understand. I mean, do we say that nowadays things have changed and it's called Dovah HaShoveh L'chol Nefesh? Dovah HaTamuah, I'm telling you. The Ramah says clearly not. But nowadays, if you ask people, yes, smoking cigarettes, many Poskim write that you're allowed to smoke. Why? Shoveh L'chol Nefesh, those who don't smoke can't afford it, or don't like the smoke, but it's like the Gemara says, a tzvi, you're allowed to be sheched, which people don't have a tzvi. Yeah? So, it's when it comes to bath, do we hear people pass? I don't think people pass 2 days without showering. 3 days, definitely not. Sometimes we shower every day. So would the halacha change nowadays and become Dovah HaShoveh L'chol Nefesh? I haven't seen any Poskim writing that. Yeah? It's not Kamina Kunti Ramah. The Ramah holds that it's not Dovah HaShoveh L'chol Nefesh, therefore it's Gzeres Mechatzot. But if we say it's Dovah HaShoveh L'chol Nefesh nowadays, by the way, by smoking, the Yoshi was coming up with the clear issue about smoking, it's not regarded as Dovah HaShoveh L'chol Nefesh, because nowadays we know the health hazard, and therefore many people don't smoke. So it's not HaShoveh L'chol Nefesh. It's not dependent on people who smoke, you have to explain themselves why they do it. Yeah? But when it comes to bathing, the Chayil should turn into Dovah HaShoveh L'chol Nefesh. If we prove that today people bath themselves every day, or at least every 2 days, should Dovah HaShoveh L'chol Nefesh, you even be allowed to warm water like Pono Yadav Adav, warm water in Yom Tov, Letzorech bathing yourself on Yom Tov. Again, it's a Dovah HaTamua, because there are more right clearly not, and I haven't seen any person who matter it, but it's, in Hebrew you say, Chomer L'machshavah, something to think about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.